From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. Yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is October 19th, 2024, the year of our Lord, 2024. I always forget to say that. It's great to be with you here on the showage. Missed you last week. Had a great time on vacation. We actually went to a Chiefs Monday night football game. Drove 10 hours from here to Kansas City. Awesome game. Great game. Monday night football victory. Well, it was not an easy game. The Saints did not suck. They went to Oklahoma City and went to the Cowboy Museum, which I highly recommend if you haven't been there. It's awesome. It's huge. Huge. So we had a good time there at the Cowboy Museum. We got there at like 3 o'clock Tuesday, and we're there until 5, which is their closing time. And the main thing we wanted to see was the indoor town. I have a vision of building something like that one day. I'm not going to say anything more, or D will hoopy do me. And then we went to Oklahoma City. No, see, we were in Oklahoma City. Then we went to Bricktown. Bricktown was cool. If you haven't been there, that's like an older part of Oklahoma City. A lot of bricks, as you can imagine. Bricktown, right? And really enjoyed that. The Bricktown Canal is like a mini version of the San Antonio Riverwalk. I'm not going to say anything more about that. It was slightly disappointing, but still cool. Then we went to Albuquerque for the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, which was awesome. Really enjoyed that. If you haven't been there, I recommend it. It's one of those things you got to do once. You cannot appreciate, you know, 66 balloons taking off until you're there. One after another, they take off, fill the entire valley with balloons. It was really cool. And then they kind of land wherever they can. We parked at a mall, took a shuttle bus, which was a school bus, which was fine. Took a school bus to the balloon festival grounds. We went there Thursday night for the Gloudio, and they must inflate 60 balloons, and a lot of them are characters, like cartoon characters, like the Tasmanian Devil was huge. They had a giant cow from a dairy co-op. It was pretty cool. The next day, so that was Thursday night. Then Saturday, we went to the Mass Ascension, they call it. Where, yeah, 66 balloons take off. I think there was 66 registered, is what I read. Pretty amazing. Some of the character balloons fly. Not all of them, but some of them do. And so they're all shapes and sizes. Pretty cool. And then when we took the school bus, so that we got there at the gate at 4 o'clock when they were supposed to open the gate. They didn't open until like 4:37. Luckily, I had taken our like camping chairs, or we wouldn't have no place to sit. Because they have picnic benches, but they were mostly taken. I think I met my family there from the left coast, and they got like one side of a picnic table where they could sit. So they were sitting one, you know, up against each other the whole morning. And then we had the camp chairs, which was great. It was a pain in the butt. And it was cold. It was cold that morning. You got to remember, this is like 4,900 feet. So it's up in the mountains. It's cold in the morning. Beautiful during the day. Absolutely beautiful. Not a huge fan of Albuquerque, but the Balloon Festival is awesome. If you haven't seen it, you got to go. So that's why I wasn't here last week. We got home Saturday evening. So we spent Sunday shopping and didn't have a whole lot of time to do anything. Did a few chores around the house, like, you know, dog poo, that kind of stuff. Real exciting. Anyway, I'm excited to be here with you here on the Steve and Roy podcast. Let's do the rumble before we go any farther. My coffee was had a couple drips out of it before we came over here. So let me take these headphones off. We'll turn on my high-tech iPad and do the rumble. Reverse video. Don't know why that reset. Here we go. Move the microphone back a little bit. So at least I'm in the picture. Adjust my seat before pressing record. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble. It is October 9th, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's great to be back with you here again. Now, last week we had more views than we have in a long time of our Rumble, so thank you so much for watching. It was kind of a quickie thing since we had just got back from vacation, but I'm glad you watched. We talked about Tampon Timmy being a pedo. Now you got all these, fact check sites saying, you know, it's not true. Well, let's set the story straight, okay? He was accused of having an inappropriate relationship with an exchange student, probably from China, since he made 28 trips to China. Now we know why. Had an inappropriate relationship with a student, took him to a gay bar, and he was fired as a teacher because of it, okay? So what does he do? He goes to Congress. So if you're a pedo, not convicted pedo, but you had an inappropriate relationship with a student, what do? You become a congressman. Does that sound about right? You know, now he's a rich pedo, I'm sure, as governor of Minnesota Stan. Nothing surprises me anymore with these leftist idiots. Now, if he had an R by his name, oh my God, he would have been destroyed for being a pedo. Let me tell you what happens in Texas if you diddle a student. I don't care if you're going to Texas Tech and a professor diddles you. Guess what happens? Doesn't matter if you're an adult, you go to jail. It is against the law in Texas to use your position of authority as a teacher to have sex with your student. It's illegal, as it should be. How is that any different than if you harass one of your fellow coworkers? So if I diddle one of my coworkers, I am in a position of authority. That coworker thinks, you know what? If I say no, it could cost me my job. So I'll have sex with my boss. That's sexual harassment, right? Yes, it is. You will lose your job if you work for any decent company for diddling one of your employees. But it's okay for Tampon Timmy Waltz to diddle one of his students? I don't think so. So, just thought I would set the record straight about Tampon Timmy being a pedo. Now, you can join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. I have 5,683 followers as of right now, which is awesome. Thank you if you've joined me there at Stephen Roy Radio. Here was a picture of Michael with three chicks. See him? Here's Michael. Here's the three chicks. Michael's like a foot taller than all of them. And the caption says, "I never realized how large she is." I said, "Yeah, that's because Michael's a dude." Now, last night we saw this awesome tribute band at our local Cactus Theater. I think they're called Draw the Line. It's like the best Aerosmith tribute you will ever see. In fact, the lead singer won a contest in Boston as a Steven Tyler lookalike. He does look like him, and he sounds like him too. Now, Dee was a bit disappointed because she expected it to be perfect, right? look, this band has been touring together for 30 years. They are good, okay? They are good. Every musician in that band is great. The two guitar players are awesome. The bass guitar player is really good. The drummer is good. It's a good band. So if you get a chance to say, I'm pretty sure it said DTL on their t-shirts and stuff. Pretty sure it's Draw the Line. It's the best Aerosmith, the best touring Aerosmith tribute band you will ever see. So if they come to your town, you need to see them. I know they're going to Dallas today. So here's what I wrote about Michael being a dude. Last night we saw the greatest Aerosmith tribute band at the Cactus Theater. They played Michael's theme song. Dude, little... dude, I can't do it. Dude looks like a lady. Can't go that high. Dude looks like a lady. Yeah. Because the dude does look like a lady. Yeah. Oh, this is funny. So the Hodge twins posted this. There's only two outcomes in this election. There's only two outcomes in the election. A huge Trump win, or the biggest election theft in the history of the deep state. There are no other scenarios. And I said, I am expecting massive fraud election this presidential season. They're going to try to install cackling Cammy like a bidet. Now, if you watch the Fox News interview, now I did not. I don't watch phone news. They died to me fraud election night 2020. They had a Hillary staffer on their desk that was calling congressional races with 2% of the vote count. One of my ex-friends said they called Arizona Stan with 2% of the vote counted. That means faux news knew of the fraud election. They had a Hillary staffer running their fraud election desk. That's why I don't watch faux news. So I was talking S about Brett Bauer, and you know what? I'm sorry, Brett. I was wrong. You went after her, as you should. And I commend you for that. I publicly apologize for not believing you would do your job and actually be a journalist. So for the first time, we saw Cackling Cammy implode because she's not capable of answering any questions. She can't run on her record. The Kamala invasion bloodbath has murdered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of American citizens, and legal immigrants have been victims of this. So in immigrant communities, there's legal immigrants, there's illegal immigrants. These criminal, illegal aliens that have come from virtually every nation on earth have murdered Americans by the, I'd say probably a million. I bet you there's been a million in 4 years that have been murdered. Hundreds of thousands have died every year from fentanyl. Women are raped and murdered. I asked a leftist colleague, and I know I shouldn't have said nothing at work, and I need to shut my big mouth and not talk about the fraud election season during work, during my day job. And I apologize to the gentleman for upsetting him. But he started going off about, well, the Republicans gave up for the immigration bill. I said, do you realize this bill legalized 5,000 illegal aliens to come across the border every day? That's 1.8 million a year. That's 18 million in 10 years. Now, you and I know there'd be millions more that come here legally. Do you know how many Border Patrol agents have retired or even quit because of this BS that's happening during the Kamala invasion bloodbath? I'm telling you, you think it's going to get better if Cackling Cammy is installed like a bidet? No, it will not. You will never recognize the United States again because people will come here from virtually every nation on earth. And they are. Let's look at the UN. The UN has said 600 million illegal aliens need to go to the United States of America. I S you not. So let's just say there's 300 million American citizens. 600 million illegal aliens? You will have no rights. You will have nothing. We already know what's happening. Hundreds of millions of dollars are going to Central and South America. They're flying people here directly from Honduras, from Guatemala, from El Salvador, from Mexico. They're flying them here directly. They're invading small towns and eating your pets. 5 to 10% of the Haitian population has came to the United States. They practice voodoo in Jamaica. They sacrifice animals. They eat human beings in Haiti. And you're bringing them here? This is an absolute intentional invasion of the United States of America. And why? Why are they doing it? I used to think, you know what? The replacement theory is nuts. Why would they actually want to replace American citizens? I'll tell you why. Because they cannot control us. They can't control me. They can't control you. But they can control people they bring here illegally. Oh, you don't want to toe the line? You don't want to bend the knee? Get the F out of our country. That's what they will do, right? Oh,
David, you're a xenophobe for saying we should deport 100 million illegal aliens.
Really? What's a xenophobe? Look it up. I did. A xenophobe is someone who is someone who's afraid of change. That's a xenophobe. Xenophobia is the fear of change. That's laughable. I mean, it really is. It's laughable. Because I do different things all the time. I just drove 10 hours to Kansas City. I just drove 5 hours to Oklahoma City. I just drove 7 hours to Albuquerque. I just drove 5 hours back to West Texas. And I was freaking tired after getting up at 2:45 in the morning and then driving 5 hours home. By the time I got here to West Texas, man, I was tired. When we crossed the border, just north of Muleshoe, I'm like, well, now we're in West Texas. You know, it's amazing to me. I don't really care for Albuquerque. Gas prices were like, I don't even remember, like $3.20, something like that. And the first thing I noticed, we stopped in Clovis, New Mexico. Clovis is the first town if you're going diagonally on that freeway. I want to say 87. 87 sounds right. I think 84 is the one that goes like northeast from West Texas. Anyway, 84, 87, doesn't matter. But when we arrived in Clovis, I said, you know, I know there's a nice gas station on the south side of town, so let's go there. I need to use the restroom, top off the car with gas for the last time before we head back to West Texas. So we stop, and it's like $2.79 for gas, and I'm like, wow, it's like 40, 50 cents cheaper in Clovis than it is in Albuquerque. And I couldn't help but think, you know, I realize Clovis is more like West Texas than it is to interior New Mexico. And Eastern New Mexico spends a lot of time here in West Texas because they come here to shop. So people from Clovis drive 2 hours to Lubbock to shop. People from Hobbs, you know, Tatum is even farther south. Tatum's like on the way to Ruidoso. And you heard about the fires and floods there. I mean, terrible, terrible. You know, I got my Cherokee mug this morning, and right before I came in here to do the show, I thought, I bet you Cherokee got hammered with the rain that flooded Asheville. Because Cherokee is just west of Asheville, and I know eastern New Mexico was hammered too, so. So this is what I said to the Hodge Twins Post. I said, I am expecting massive fraud election to install cackling Cammy like a bidet. I will be happily surprised when President Trump takes his rightful place in the slide house, which means he's won his third election. Because I'm sorry, I don't...
Yeah, there's no proof. There's no proof that there was massive fraud election.
Yeah, you're full of S because... Even Christopher Rain Man admitted they had over 100 undercover agents in that crowd on 1-6. I said from the get-go, 1-6 was an orchestrated false flag event. Look, I had Facebook friends that were there in Washington, D.C., and they left before President Trump's speech to a million people. There was over 500,000 people in the mall on the White House, you know, just not far from the White House, not far from the Capitol. The mall, I think it runs from like the White House all the way to the Lincoln Memorial. I believe that's where it runs. I've been there. You think I'd remember? And then you have that reflecting pool on the mall. It was portrayed in the movie Forrest Gump when he was at some peace rally and the mall was packed. And then he sees Jenny. And Jenny like runs through the reflecting pool to get to Forrest. It was great. And then, of course, Jenny leaves after the peace rally. Well, there was over 500,000 people there to hear President Trump speak. And then he said, when you peacefully go to the Capitol, and I saw some Facebook friends that were there said, hey, do not go to the Capitol. We know there's agents in the crowd. Do not go, right? Then you had Ray Epps. Come on! Let's go to the Capitol. Come on! Nothing happened to him. He got a misdemeanor conviction, which is like a traffic ticket. I think he got probation. Didn't even get jail time. And yet there's still American patriots in jail that didn't even go into the Capitol. That's how effed up this cackling cammy government is. Imprisoning people in a political gulag for 1/6 that was orchestrated. But you know what? I won't believe my lying eyes. I saw videos of Antifa members changing into their Trump garb before they went to the Capitol. I saw Antifa members in, like, you know, they have, there's trees around the mall, right? They were in the trees there near the Capitol, changing into their Trump garb before they went to the Capitol. Yes, I saw it with my own eyes. I saw the Capitol police, only half of which were on duty that day, coincidentally. So it's just a coinky-dink that they opened the doors that were magnetically locked. You know those magnets that lock doors? We have them on my office, right? So they unlocked the doors and let people in and escorted them to the Capitol. Remember the shaman? Remember the shaman that had the buffalo hat on? When the closed circuit TV footage was actually disclosed, was actually released to the public, it showed him being escorted to the congressional chambers by Capitol Police, and then he was released from jail. So don't believe your lying eyes that it was all orchestrated, because it was. I'm telling you, it was. Morgana says, we cannot let another election theft occur. We cannot survive 4 years of cackling McKnee pads with Malbama in the background, wrecking the nation, and globalists destroying the world. Yeah, she is correct. Yep, lots of good posts there. And here's the hockey stick. Remember the hockey stick? Remember the hockey stick? Here's 2020. And then there was the pause at like 10:30. And then they miraculously found several million votes for Biden. And then he was installed like a commode. And then this is the prediction for 2024. She's going to have even less votes than President Trump, than cackling Cammy. So I'm not going to be surprised if it happens. But I'm telling you, if it happens, you're going to get death and destruction like you've never seen before. If you don't think someone like me can be imprisoned, it can happen. I predict it will happen to American citizens more than ever if Cackle and Cammy is installed like a bidet. I got a message for Bathhouse Barry and Michael and Cackle and Cammy. Here's my message for you. Come and take it. Come and take it. You're too much of a P word to come and take it yourself. You'll send your brown shirts like Christopher Rain Man with his FBI brown shirts, because that's what they are. Brown shirts are what Hitler had, beating up people. The KKK are the brown shirts of the Democrat Party. Black liberals, Manor, and Antifa are no different today. Guess what? They don't come to West Texas because they would get their A beat. so they don't come to West Texas. Yep, so that's enough of that thread. So Texas Tech is playing Baylor today, so I had to post the Rec'em Tech. I don't know who made this, but it's awesome. It was done, I think it was done last year after TCU talked S about Texas. Well, TCU, you suck. And when you got your A beat, I think it was by Georgia. Oh, it made me so happy. So that's, this is from Mad Max Fury Road. And then they put all these Tech flags. See, here's a Tech flag, here's a Tech flag, here's a come and take it flag. And then here's a pirate flag, a cactus flag. It's pretty awesome. So I like that. And you will see tortillas if you watch the Tech game today. You will see tortillas fly, which I think is awesome. Here's a funny meme. I think my brother sent this to me. After the Fox interview, Cacklin' Cammy calls McDonald's to ask if her old job is still available. That's hilarious because she never worked at McDonald's. That's why it's funny. So let's see what else is on the X at Stephen Roy Radio, and then I just clicked the wrong button. So let me scroll down again. Cacklin' Cammy. CBS is hit with an FCC complaint charging significant and intentional news distortion over the edited Kabbalah interview. Of course they edit the Kabbalah interview. And it gets worse than that. It gets worse than that. They edited the Kabbalah interview on CBS. Her answer to one question was so bad, they edited it with another answer of another question that was totally unrelated and didn't make any sense. It's not the first time they've done it. They interviewed Speaker Mike Johnson. I don't remember what network it was. CBS, ABC, they're all the same to me. Might have been the Communist Spews Network. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, Mike Johnson did have an interview, and he was talking about the horrible response in North Carolina, and they cut and pasted his interview to make it sound different. Now, that's why the Brett Bauer faux news interview was so good, because she looked like an idiot, right? She was late. The interview was supposed to be 45 minutes. She was late. She only did 20 minutes. And then she was so terrible that her staff were like, Hey, stop the interview. Stop the interview, because it was so bad. So they ended it. I just find this comical. Here's something that Maureen Bannon posted that is not comical. Steve Bannon is being kept in jail past his sentencing date. This is Steve Bannon. Maureen Bannon is here. This is Maureen Bannon. Let me click on her picture. Maureen Bannon posted that her father has been kept in jail. My dad was eligible for early release as of last month under the First Step Act, but this current regime is refusing to release him. So his sentence wasn't up. That's why they won't release him. Now we know. However, because of good behavior, he should have been released early, and he was not. Am I surprised? No, I am not. Makes me ill, I'm telling you. Now, if you haven't heard about it, let me tell you about Cacklin' Cammy and when she was Attorney General in Skankafornia. Cacklin' Cammy, who was installed as Attorney General of Skankafornia, kept black prisoners past their sentencing date so they could fight fires. She said, well, we need this slave labor to fight fires, so we're not releasing them. Ha 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 ha! And I quote. Just makes me ill, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The reports that I read don't even surprise me anymore. This was a great story from Western North Carolina, where my family lives. My family lives between Hickory and Asheville, and that area was hammered. I should text my cousin to find out what's going on, see if they've got power back. But this is a great story, so that's why I'm going to read it to you, since we're almost 24 minutes into the rumble. A subcontractor for Farm Bureau came to my house yesterday. As he was leaving, he said this in tears. I've been doing this job for a long time. I've been many places. I've never seen communities come together on such an epic level as I have seen in these mountains. From day one, ordinary people have seen their neighbors suffering and selflessly refused to lay down and wait for help to come. I've seen these ordinary people do more in one day than most agencies do in months. I see God moving in this place. He lifted me up and praise God. I told him that I see God moving in him. I told him he will give joy to God to every other house he is assigned to. So we prayed together and he left. I am still blown away. Praise God. He said, Avery Strong, Hurricane Helene, hashtags, Hurricane Helene, Avery County, North Carolina. And he includes a picture of a trailer with carpet and trash and everything else on the trailer that no doubt because his house was flooded. So, you know that you've heard the saying, right? God works in mysterious ways. Well, he does. And God is great. And God protected us on our vacation. I prayed that God would protect us last night on our date. We had a wonderful dinner and the concert at the Cactus Theater here in Lubbock. And we also are going to a Texas Tech game today. So I pray for protection in that game. Wreck 'em, Tech! Wreck 'em! So we'll see. We have less than five minutes left in the show. Trump Girl posted this. You know, I followed Trump Girl before. And she didn't follow me back. I'm going to try to follow her again. Not to brag, but I have won the same amount of primaries as the cackling Cammy. That's true. I've won as many primaries as cackling Cammy, and yet they're going to try and install her like a bidet. And she doesn't do any appearances, and when she does, it's to an audience that has been selected and shipped there. You know, I've seen pictures of actual rallies with a handful of people. If they don't bus them in, they're not there. These people are paid to go to her appearances. It's pretty disgusting. You want to talk about disgusting? There are reports that the Labour Party of the British government are sending agents to help the fraud election in swing states. I s you not. Let me tell you something. These communists are jackbooting right alongside each other. Communists of a feather flock together. There is one reason why they are destroying the UK by importing hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. It's the same reason they're importing hundreds of millions of illegal aliens here. It's to destroy the nation. The goal of the entire communist establishment is to destroy the entire Western world. That means countries like Australia stand, the ununited kingdom of stand, the United States, Skankafornia, New York stand, all these, Chirac, all these places are deliberately being destroyed because they want to replace our government. They want to replace every government in every Western nation with a dictatorship. Why? So that they can dominate every aspect of your life. What is it they say? The Constitution is an outdated document. You don't deserve... Tampon Timmy, out of his own pedo mouth, said, you don't deserve freedom of speech. Yes, you do. And it is almost absolute. Sure, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, but you can talk about the evils of this government as I have today. You can stand on a soapbox on a street corner and say what you want. Did you hear about the woman that was just sentenced in New York to almost 4 years in prison for protesting outside of an abortion clinic? I s you not. This poor lady has a 2-year-old daughter that she's not going to see for 4 years because of these idiots in the injustice department. You got people like Attorney General Elephant Man and Christopher Rain Man that are putting people in jail for years for protesting. It's happening in the Ununited Kingdomistan. It's happening. Londonistan has delivered an edict that if you protest against the government, you go to jail. So, you can be an illegal alien and rape a woman in London and you'll get a few months in prison. You can protest in London and you'll get years in prison. Tells you how effed up these leftist governments are. So if you vote for this destruction, if you vote for the continual invasion of the United States, you have yourself to blame. There is only one person to vote for, and I'm voting next week for Donald Trump. If you don't vote for him, you are responsible for the destruction that is happening in this nation. You are an accessory to murder. You must vote for Donald Trump. You must vote for Senator Cruz. You must maintain some kind of normalcy, some kind of, the future of our nation's at stake. That's all I can tell you. That does it for the Rumble for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for watching. I do appreciate each and every person that watches this video. You have a great evening. You have a great week. You have a great day every day. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. So let's continue the podcast on the Stephen Roy podcast. And I'm going to play some good music for you. I already have it queued up. Now, I heard this song when I went to the Chiefs game. But it does no justice. What I heard there in Arrowhead Stadium doesn't do justice. This version is 100 times better because of the other audio that's there with the song. So I'm going to play it for you. I've played it for you before on the show. We'll play it again from Kenny Chesney.
Three claps, we're ready tonight. Three claps. Three claps.
XP sucks!
27 years ago, I sat in this locker room just like you guys, on a knee, getting ready to play a game. I walk down the locker room, it still smells the same. It takes you back real quick. One of the things that caught me was how fast 27 years goes by. There's so many people that live vicariously through you. I would give anything tonight to jump in one of these uniforms with you guys.
To do something I never had an opportunity to do. My father never saw me play. You play for your fathers tonight.
That feeling goes away. It goes away, and it doesn't come every Friday night. It comes when you get married. It comes when your child's born. So you get it, but you just don't get it every Friday night. You're going to miss that more than anything in the world. That's what I miss. And so you seniors that are focused on college, you're focused on your work after high school, what you're going to do next, you're focused on tomorrow, aren't you? You got plenty of time for tomorrow. But these tonights, they're going by fast. You focus on tonight. This is about you guys. This is about the guys in this room that care about each other, that know there's only so many more of these nights left. It's about you. They're a faceless opponent. They just happen to draw the short straw tonight. Now get your asses ready to play. Win on three. One, two, three.
Win! When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to Get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are four.
Hello, high school.
In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's batting back them butterflies. It's calling it. Knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. Fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are falling.
What we would say to young kids, learn to dream. You can accomplish anything you want to. What a wonderful time in your life.
I get excited when I see kids playing in the backyard or at the schoolyard. The advice that I would give a group of 7-year-old, 8-year-olds would be to have dreams.
It's okay to work at those dreams, do whatever you can, but just have fun. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming big.
I just like to see kids when I see, especially the younger kids, and when I see them playing, I just hope they're having fun.
Football lessons we learn as kids and all continue to apply through the rest of your life. Life is a team game. It's the big game.
Anybody can be a leader, can be excited, can be first in line when things are going great. Test is when you battle through tough times, when things aren't perfect, where do you stand?
This is your night. Make it happen!
Go!
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 Woo! Wear that with pride one time!
You can't be quiet. You can't be unemotional. This is an emotional game.
On that day, and at the end of your life, you look in the mirror and you know, I gave it all I had, and I gave it for a worthy cause.
You think about what that means. You think about what it means to be on your last play. This is my last play of football ever. My last play. How do I want it to be? How do I want to be remembered?
Number one.
Fire card.
Number two.
Fire card.
One, two, three.
Last play.
One, two, three.
Last play.
One, two, three.
Last play.
Let's go play it.
Fire.
just somebody that wants to do some leadership out there. Now we go. Come on, Hit. Tell him he's a leader.
XB sucks.
God, RFD.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
something that I had to say. When I wake up in the morning, all I do is pray for some guidance and protection on the streets today, and an answer to the questions I ask every day. So tell me, why did the birds that used to fly here, tell me, why do they come to die here, and all the kids that used to run here, tell me, why did they load their guns here? I remember in the days when we were one heart, no need to defend. I just wrap my arms around you. Don't give up, this song is for you. Hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away. I said, hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away. I hold on, I'm trying to hold on. I hold on, hold on, hold on. From the tops of the buildings to the streets below, between the Wall Street banks and the empty homes, between the lines of the people standing all in a row, there's a crack in the gutter where a flower grows, reminding me that everything is possible. Yeah, reminding me that nothing is impossible. You gotta live for the one that you love, you know. You gotta love for the life that you live, you know. Singing hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away. Nobody ever tell you that it couldn't be done. Don't let nobody ever tell you that we couldn't be one. Don't let nobody ever tell you that it shouldn't be sung. Don't let nobody ever tell you you're the only one. Singing hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away. I say hey, 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 no matter how life is today, there's just one thing that I got to say. I won't let another moment slip away.
sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a tale that I could tell you, I'd tell a tale sure to make you smile. If I had a wish that I could wish for you, I'd make a wish for sunshine all the while. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. In my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. Sunshine almost all the time makes me high. Sunshine almost all.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
The others, they don't like us.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Things.
Where are we going?
Somewhere we belong.
R-A-A-A, bite me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos, nachos for all.
Go!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
Danger Jane. I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
We are well into our number two of the Stephen Roy Show. I know I didn't ID at the top of the hour. I was doing stuff outside, okay? Got my yard work done. Got the koozie checked. Ready for Red Raider football. Wreck'em Tech. All right. Let's play some fun music. And speaking of Red Raider football, this gentleman performed at Red Raider Alley before a game. He was murdered by fentanyl, much like Prince, and Coolio, both murdered by fentanyl thanks to the Kamal Invasion bloodbath.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending most of the night.
The situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking. It's going on in the kitchen, but I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist, even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons, but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit, you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most our lives.
Yankovic on the Stephen Roy podcast. You know, Weird Al Yankovic played here in not long ago in West Texas, but I think we had just gone to see another show, so we didn't see him. I've seen several tribute bands that were awesome at the Cactus Theater here in Lubbock. I've seen the Seeger System twice, which is a great Bob Seeger. In fact, I went to the restroom and the guy's all, you know what? If I close my eyes, I think that was Bob. Last night at the Aerosmith tribute, I believe Draw the Line, the greatest touring Aerosmith tribute band is the name of them. Gentleman in the bathroom said he saw Aerosmith in Las Vegas, and he said, these guys are great. I mean, they're nearly as good. So there you go. There you go. So that was Weird Al Yankovic, Amish Paradise. Speaking of the Amish, all joking aside, do you know they say if the Amish all vote, Amish in Pennsylvania all vote for President Trump, he will win. There won't be enough fraud election for them to do that. Now, I know this sounds terrible. I love you, D, but you know, I was hearing her breathe in her sleep, and then I couldn't help but think of this song. As you know, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw were dead to me because of their anti-Second Amendment stuff. And especially when they do 1883 and they're boom, you know, shooting everybody. Kind of hypocritical there, Tammy and Faithy. So when I think of the song Breathe, I think of Cletus T. Judd, Breath. So I'm going to play that for you next. I can smell your breath, makes me want to vomit. I don't remember the exact words, but it's something like that. Well, that's going to do it for me today, since we only have 25 minutes to go in the show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad to be back with you here with the Steve and Roy podcast. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to.
I can smell the onions floating in the air. Must be something that you ate. I can't imagine how your mouth must taste. Forgive me if I turn away. Slightest whiff just brings me to my knees. I almost pass out in your arms. I need a gas mask every time that you come near, and the halitosis starts.
I can smell your breath, it's choking me to death. The only one who doesn't know is you. Here's some gum to chew, or baby, there's no way you're kissing me. What'd you have for lunch? Don't you ever brush? Maybe a banana blast or two's what I'd suggest.
I can smell your breath. To be there when you're waking up, and that green cloud fills up the room. It's worser than it's ever been before, and I know, and you know,
and everybody in a 3-mile radius knows.
You should see a dentist soon.
'Cause I can smell your breath, it's gagging me to death. Something must have died inside of you. What you ought to do is chase a cert or two with Listerine. Even when you're gone, the odor lingers on. I'm buying you an Oral-B and a jumbo tube of Crest.
'Cause I can smell your breath. Can't you smell the funk that's floating in the air? Must be something that you ate.
Bad blame Beverly Hills. There ain't a possum shank to be bought around here at any price. $68 million. I hate you.
Well, this morning is good for getting a lot of paper signed for Mr. Crazy.
He was doing that one on that.
you here, people. Listen to my story. A little story about a man named Jed. You know something? That poor mountaineer. They say he barely kept his family fed. Now let me tell you, one day he was shooting. Old Jed was shooting at some food. When all of a sudden, right up from the ground there, well, it came a bubbling crude. Well, that is, well, maybe you call it black gold, the Texas tea. He gonna move next to Mr. Drysdale and be a Beverly Hillbilly. Before you know it, all the kinfolk are saying, yeah, buddy, move away from there. That little clampet got his own cement pond. That little clampet, he's a millionaire. Now everyone said California is the place that you ought to be. We got to load up this here truck now. We got to move to Beverly Hills.
Oh my God, RFD!
And over and over and over. make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Children, and their children, may his presence go before. a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? What used to be wrong, we say that is right. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety. It's clear to me. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
Endures. Earth has no sorrow, heaven can't cure. Yeah.